Okay, domestic policy advisor Diana Mee is with us. And I've saved the big story of the day until I could discuss it with domestic policy advisor Diana Mee. Welcome to the show, Diana. How are you today?
I am great. How are you doing, James?
Well, I'm a little concerned. It seems that this booming economy, we've been hearing nothing from the mainstream media for the last 3 or 4 weeks about how great things are in the economy. And then all of a sudden we get a jobs report and something happened. Instead of a million jobs, where U.S. employers added 266,000 jobs, far below expectations. And that could pose a challenge for Joe Biden as he seeks to enact over $4.1 trillion in new spending. What happened?
I think this has been so entertaining. I don't know if you were watching any of the mainstream media coverage, but they knew the numbers were going to be rolled out. And the anticipation of greatness was just across the board. They were so excited because they were going to get the evidence that Biden was so much better than Trump. And they were all standing by and waiting, and they all had their specials and their special commentators. And the numbers came out, and the talk about deflated, the sorrow and the worry and the concern and the disappointment in the media was just entertaining beyond belief. Now, I am not rooting for the economy to be a problem because I want America to grow. And we want America to be on an upswing. But since it isn't, let's take some entertainment with the mainstream media being so disappointed. They couldn't believe it. They really were anticipating that their ideas would be confirmed, and they weren't.
When are their ideas ever confirmed? When? When has that happened?
This is why, you know, all the economic news is always has in the headline unexpectedly. And, you know, we really didn't anticipate this. The headlines for years is always unexpectedly. It's become sort of a joke among conservatives that the economy
Wall Street
is
Journal.
Unexpectedly good when conservatives are in charge and unexpectedly bad when liberals are.
So the Wall Street Journal says the supply side job slowdown, that's what they're calling it. And their subheadline is that when you pay people not to work, guess what? Many people don't.
Yes. It is an amazing thing. Well, this is basically liberal chickens coming home to roost. This is what happens every time it's tried when you have a tax and a spend regulate policy. And right now we have, you know, you said $4 trillion. We have $6 trillion in new spending since Biden was inaugurated.
Yeah, let me just pull that up because it wasn't James saying it. It was one of these, The Hill or somebody. I don't want to. One of those stories said it was $4 trillion. I said to myself, that number sounds low.
Yeah, it is low.
This is from Politico. It says the job surprise. Surprise! 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 We didn't get a million jobs like we thought. Surprise! The job surprise triggers battle over federal aid. Let me translate headline. Stinky job numbers lets Republicans battle more welfare. How's that?
Yeah,
is that more accurate?
Their solution is going to be more stimulus because they are going to interpret this, and they already are interpreting this, as evidence that Biden needs to spend more. And so let me tell you my prediction when it comes to these numbers, that this was so embarrassing for the entire media and the entire left and the entire Democratic Party. It will never happen again. I believe they're going to start playing games with the numbers because this was a just in front of everybody, a pratfall for Biden and his team. And they're going to start what they did. Remember, under Obama, they started calculating jobs created and saved. Do you remember that?
They just they changed the way that this is all that U2 and U3 and U6 and all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, they changed the way that the numbers are reported, and people that stopped looking for jobs, they said, were no longer considered to be unemployed. Something like that. It was beyond silly. But then the unemployment numbers went down when there were, in fact, more Americans unemployed than any other time in the nation's history at that point.
Yes, and that's what we're going to see again. And plus this made-up number about the number of jobs saved, which they can basically fill any way they want. Interestingly enough, the UK Daily Mail calculated, this is not from the American media, that really if you are making $32,000 by staying home, that's what the salary would take for you to get off your couch, $32,000. So that's what people are, quote unquote, earning by not working. And so that is what we've been hearing anecdotally from so many small businesses, that they cannot hire people. No one comes for the job interviews. No one's interested. And that's what happens when you get a free lunch. Why should you work for it? So we're seeing the evidence of liberal policies, and Janet Yellen, a Treasury secretary, is saying, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's basically because people don't have enough child care to get. I'm surprised she didn't blame climate change, because that's what usually happens. They when their policies go wrong, it's because of, you know, systemic climate change or some other systemic problem, because it can't possibly be them.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is not what it used to be in many ways, but they're a quote-unquote using, this is what Politico says, they use the weak number to call for an end to the $300 supplemental unemployment benefit included in Biden's most recent stimulus package. What do you think is going to happen there? Do you think that this $300 extra welfare bonus, whatever check, is going to go by the wayside, or do you think they're going to be able to save it?
Well, I think that, you know, liberal policies are going to be maintained in Washington. However, what Florida's governor did, which is really what more and more will have to start doing, is basically saying you have to show that you've started looking for work in order to get benefits like it used to be. So DeSantis is reverting back to the old school unemployment, that basically you have to go to the unemployment office, you have to prove you're looking for work. No more. They waived that for COVID, rightly so. But that's over in Florida. And of course, whenever DeSantis does something, then Texas copies, and then you have four or five others who then start a trend. So I think that will be happening in the states. Because people really aren't going to work if they don't have to. It's, you know, human nature, which so, liberals never understand.
Exactly. So the Los Angeles Times says that they have a get this headline, why April's disappointing jobs report may not be so bad for Biden. So in other words, the economy sucks under Joe Biden, but it's not so bad. I mean, contrast this to when the economy was booming under President Trump in ways that we had never seen the economy boom before, and they wouldn't report it as such. Now we have real numbers that show this economy is not doing well. And what we get from the Los Angeles Times, Don Lee, is that it may not be so bad. And they have the Biden excuse. We knew this wouldn't be a sprint. It would be a marathon. Quite frankly, we're moving a lot more rapidly than I thought we. Moving a lot more rapidly to what? To what? Has anyone checked the prices of your gasoline? Has anyone checked energy prices? Has anyone checked the rate of inflation, which, by the way, is becoming an issue? Food prices are up everywhere. No one's talking about that. No one's talking about the rise in energy cost. Okay, this is from BizPack Review. Washingtonian staff revolts after CEOs strongly suggest they'll lose their jobs if they don't get butts back in office. Here's the upshot of this. The Washingtonian magazine pushed back hard on the CEO when she threatened them with a change in job status if they refuse to come back to work in the office. What? This is almost like what's going on with schools where teachers are saying, unionized teachers are saying, no thanks, we are not going to go back to school, but we still want to be paid. What is this new work ethic? We're not coming back to work. Screw you.
Well, it's the liberal ethic. You know, basically let someone else pay for my life. That's, you know, unfortunately, that's on a little bit on the upswing. However, reality is also, it's like the Titanic and the iceberg. They're coming toward each other. And what you described is the iceberg, which is prices. And if you ever are looking for a good such as an appliance or furniture, and this is normal things that people buy, and they're seeing this, you can not only are the prices going up fast, you can't get it. The supply chain has broken down. I mean, you mentioned the supply side. You've got so much money going to consumers who are now wanting to spend, which is the idea behind a stimulus, that you get money to consumers and they stimulate the economy. There are not enough goods for this money, and the supply chains are breaking down everywhere. Housing, lumber, everything. So the prices to reflect this scarcity are, I mean, we are in for, buckle your seatbelts, we are in for some problems with inflation, and that is going to bring everybody to reality, because this is going to be miserable for the average person. This is not going to hit the rich. This is going to hit regular people, you and me.
Speaking of hitting the rich, Democrats are pushing for a salt cap relax. The repeal would largely benefit the wealthiest, studies show. Now, can you briefly, for the uninitiated in our audience, the tax policy, explain what this salt cap is and why Democrats want it repealed if it's going to help the rich? And they claim that they don't want to help the rich. They want to tax the rich. So what's going on with this?
This is a blue state tax loophole for rich libs, basically. SALT stands for state and local tax. And before Trump, rich people in blue states used to be able to deduct their state and local taxes. Say in New York, they could write off all the taxes they paid to the state and locally on their federal taxes. And this, of course, was a huge wealth transfer from the red states to the blue states. It was a subsidy. The rest of the country were paying for these blue state high taxes. So it didn't hurt the actual citizen of New York, rich citizen. It hurt the rest of the country because they got to write it off. And so Trump came along and capped the deduction at $10,000, which sounds quite generous to me, but it really hurt. I mean, people who were paying megabucks in taxes in New York, $10,000 didn't help. So this, to me, in my opinion, is really the root of the hostility between Cuomo and Trump, because this started, this cap that Trump put on, started in 2018, actually. It was a 2017 law. And that is the hostility. Cuomo lost a lot of rich taxpayers. This was even before COVID, when everybody was fleeing New York. And so he has been personally lobbying the White House. He lobbied Trump personally for years to get Trump to reverse it, and Trump never did. And so now Cuomo is lobbying Biden and wants it in Biden's new tax plan, so that he is asking rich New Yorkers to not leave, but to stay in New York and help him lobby Biden. So they're all about to leave to come to Florida. But he's saying, oh, no, help me lobby Biden. I don't think he's going to be successful, actually. I think this cap's going to remain. But it is something for the rich, by the rich, by the taxpayers.
Last item, Missouri House approves push to create Rush Limbaugh Day.
Yay.
That's what I say.
I love it.
Yeah, this is a proposal to honor Rush Limbaugh with an official state designation. It's one step closer in his home state of Missouri, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The measure now, it passed in the House, needs to go through the Senate and, of course, be signed into law. There's a long story that accompanies this. Got a great picture of Rush in there. And so we're just hopeful that that goes through. Diana Mee.
Needs to be national.
Amen to that. Thank you again. Always very informative, highly informative. And we look forward to hearing from you next week. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Diana.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, James. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back, folks. WABC Talk Radio 77. James Golden, a.k.a. Snerdly, back after this.